it's so rewarding. Then you feel like you're living every day with a purpose with this type of career. Not only are you going to work, happy to go to work every single day, but you're making other people happy.
Hey, I'm Louis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money. It's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams.
Welcome, everybody, to National Laser Institute Podcast. My name is Louis, the Laser Guy. I'm here with America today from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How you doing, my dear?
I'm great. How are you, Lou?
Very good. You just recently graduated from our online-only Zoom cosmetic laser training. How recently ago did you graduate?
Last week.
Wow. I wanted to tell everybody this story. I thought that was a fun story because in the world of COVID and different things, we're doing a lot more online things right now. And historically, we used to have a course that was 100% in person. And now we give people the option, you know, do they want to do the classroom online and come in person or do the whole thing online? So you chose to do the entire thing online in a Zoom format. And before I ask you how your experience was, you started off, was it as a, I know you were in the beauty industry. Did you start off as a cosmetologist initially or an esthetician initially?
Cosmetologist.
So you went through a lot of hours to be like a master cosmetologist, right? An instructor, right?
Yes. Many hours in training and teaching. So yes.
Yeah. And in that program in cosmetology, you guys focused on like hair, skin, and nails, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Very, very cool. So what made you think after going through a hair, skin, and nails career, what made you think one day, you know what? Technology is kind of cool. I want to do things like laser hair removal or photofacial or cold sculpting one day. What made you kind of get out of bed one day and say, I want to kind of add this to my world?
I wanted more into that dermatological, getting people the best health for their skin. And I felt this was a great way for me to get into, you know, giving people more of a result quickly, a deeper result with what they wanted to get.
Okay, so you wanted to go from facials and peels and microderm to something more aggressive, a little more intense. And what was your thoughts before you took the program online? What was your thoughts about taking a program all online? And in your case, with no hands-on clinicals, like where was your mind going before you took the online course?
Oh, I definitely was interested in getting the hands-on training. With COVID and everything that is going on in my teaching, it is a difficult time right now in the world to getting traveling. So this was wonderful. I have a lot of background, so it was easy for me to follow along, although it was, they were beautiful and so positive and informative, learning things that I didn't know for sure. So it was just an experience that I really, really, really have told many people about. It's a being online gives you an idea of what we want to project out there.
You got a job offer like fast. Was it like right after you completed the class, you got a job offer? How quick was it?
Well, it was actually before I completed my last 2 hours of video training. I have been involved just in personal uses of different things for my aesthetics, going to a medical spa. And I was in that day, and my the lady that usually does my treatments, she had retired. And so the owner, the medical, the doctor, was in doing my treatments, and I told him how excited I was about your program and how wonderful that I thought everyone was, your excitement and the positive and how much I learned and how I would love to do training in Dallas one day because I'm here in Oklahoma, which is very accessible for me. But right now I'm not able to do that. And she was just excited. She said that, you know, they're able to give me that training that I need and tell me all about the machines. They'll be opening up at the beginning of the year. And so I'll be able to get an opportunity to get started in my future endeavors. So I'm
excited.
Okay,
so just to summarize, there's a med spa you're going to as a customer getting, I think you said Botox treatments, things like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm, exactly. And so you went back to them to talk about your next treatment and mention about your training, things like that. And they happen to let you know that they're expanding and looking for people, and they offered you a job right there that day?
Yes, they do.
That is so fun. That is so
fun. No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's great. This career is so, the energy is so wonderful. You know, it's nice to feel like you have a purpose. And I think that my purpose has always made people to have a better outlook on themselves. And so this career will just elevate that.
A lot of people say to me, well, Lewis, don't I have to have the clinical hands-on training in order to get a job? Won't an employer want me to have the classroom didactic education and the hands-on? And I always tell people that this is a people business and people buy people. So if somebody likes your vibe and likes your energy, whether you've got 10 years of experience in the real world, whether you've got a week of training at a school like National Leisure Institute, or whether you have no training hands-on, as far as in your case, and only the classroom training, people are looking at you saying, does she have a good vibe? Does America have a good personality? Will America's future customers, my customers, like her enough? Because guess what? You know, we can get her with one of our techs and give her some hands-on training and get her up to speed, but we want the personality, we want the charisma, the charm, somebody who's very inviting and who, you know, who's gonna be warm and fuzzy to their clients. So obviously that's the reason they hired you. They liked you as a person. If you're okay, whether you've done the, you know, in our 2-week program, you know, it's a week of classroom and a week of clinicals, and they're thinking, okay, it'd be nice if she did the clinicals, but it's cool if she did. We'll train her on the job for that part because we got the personality that we can mold into the superstar. So that's what people don't realize. So it's not, yes, education is important, but whether somebody does all in person or all online, it really comes out to somebody like you going out there and hustling and getting excited about it and letting people know that, hey, I'm going to be your girl. I can make this happen. Let's do what we need to do. Let's work through this together. I love that.
No, it's wonderful. I love the energy of your program. I love the energy of this new, this medical spa. And it's good to fit right into someone that has that high packed purpose feeling, drawing people in. And I'm excited for it. I can't wait.
What'd it feel like to be on the last day of our program, almost finished with your online course? You go into med spa and you land a job the same day on the last day of our program before you even completed the program. What'd that feel like for you?
Oh, a blessing. You know, like I said, you always wonder what your purpose is in life. And it's good to see, you know, everything come round and, you know, see my vision of myself coming true. So it was really, really exciting.
So 56 people from across the country were signing up for the course. And 8 of those people, including you, did just the online. And the other 48 people went on to do the clinicals in person too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. And it was wonderful. It was neat to see people from Hawaii and people that had some problems with getting to the location because of COVID and all of that. And what a wonderful situation it was for that you are allowing that for people that can do these.
You know, it's funny. So we, because of COVID, we, like everybody in the world, we changed our business model to accommodate people and we added the online segments, but we like it so much. We're hearing so many fun success stories of people that have just loved the online experience. Now we're giving the options. Now we're saying, okay, do you want to do a hybrid? Do you want to do your classroom online and come in person for the clinicals? Or do you want to do everything in person? Or do you want to do just online? It's up to you. So by COVID, it almost forced us to be more efficient, give more opportunities, which kind of opened up. It worked for us and it works for the consumers.
I applaud you for helping people make their dreams come true. And, and like I said, it was a very pleasant experience. I have 6 people that are ready to sign up tomorrow. So,
do you have any words of wisdom to people out there that maybe they're an esthetician or a cosmetologist like you, advancing their career in technology, or maybe they come from maybe they're a real estate agent or a stay-at-home mom or something totally different? Like, what words of wisdom would you have for people checking out this medical aesthetics world of health and beauty?
Well, first I have to tell you, Lou, that you're not only just putting positive energy out there, you're changing people's lives. I know with my students that come into cosmetology right now, a lot of them are losing their jobs because of COVID, and you are making a huge difference. And this is the kind of difference that is a positive influence in making people feel better about themselves. So it's so rewarding. Then you feel like you're living every day with a purpose with this type of career. Not only are you going to work, happy to go to work every single day, but you're making other people happy.
Thank you. God bless you. Best of luck to you. Stay safe and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Lou. You've been a blessing. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Lewis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.